Good evening and welcome to the Pokemon Copy Church. We like to have fun. And we are clapping tonight for the hard work that everyone did who helped clean up the outside. Pat and Wendy worked throughout the week getting stuff cut and on the ground. And Jeff and Lydia and Renee and I pick stuff up and cut some stuff off and haul stuff to the landfill. And I hope you like what you see out there. I know I appreciate everybody's good help. Others would have been here except for unforeseen circumstances of life that showed up at an inopportune time or opportune time, depending on how you see it. If it had to happen, not that anybody wanted it to happen. So, anyway, Isaiah is a good sport. I see a smile on his face tonight. I don't think it was there Thursday night.
Friday
night. No, that was a hard night for him, his family. All right, well, we celebrate. We're going to pray for you tonight, Isaiah. See what Jesus wants to do to your heart. That be okay? Good. All right. Well, let's pray now and then let's sing and celebrate Jesus. Father in heaven, we're so grateful that we have you to come to and just know that when we're in your presence, we can relax and we can be home. Thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your kindness. Your arms of love that enfold us and hold us close. I pray that each of us will be very aware of your presence tonight. Lord Jesus, it's all because of you. It's because of your life, your teaching, your suffering, your death, your resurrection, that we are able to experience the Father's presence. We are eternally grateful. And we give your name honor and glory and grace. Holy Spirit, you're so welcome here tonight. I just pray that you would have your way, that you would show up and surprise us, have you break in with your presence, and we will celebrate. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. I'd like to begin our sharing time this evening by asking for testimonies of how you experience the powerful name of Jesus, what the powerful name of Jesus did for you. This is called faith building. We remember what Jesus has done in the past, knowing that he'll do it again. Okay. So as we recount and reflect on how Jesus made a difference in our life, in the life of others that we know, then we're reminded, and oh yeah, I was there. Or oh, yeah, I saw that in my life, or I saw that in this person's life. So who's first? Jeff?
Just heal my mom from a couple of surgeries and stuff that she's had to have, and save from a stent in. Third bout of cancer,
really
good.
So. Okay. Dad's mom. Jeff's dad. Jeff's mom and stepdad both healed from surgery from cancer 3 times. We praise God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We were all part of that prayer for those things.
Something just simple. I just followed the needs. Just before church here, I'm like, God, please help me with this mailbox. And there's rusty screws they had to come out and everything else in the post. I wasn't even sure if it was the right height and everything else. And it was almost like a miracle. God stepped in. The mailbox is up and near him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I've been trying to pick locks already and rekeying the house. And having trouble picking it. I said, Lord, I just need this to open. I need to get it done. Bam, there it is. Alan Seitz tells stories about that as a locksmith, that he'd have something with a lock he couldn't get, and he'd pray about it, and it would come together or come apart, whichever he needed. I've seen lives changed. I've heard testimonies of people who didn't know Jesus and then they met him, and their lives were changed miraculously overnight. I've seen legs lengthen.
Happened to me a couple years ago.
Happened to Janelle a couple years ago.
Having back pain and realized one leg was shorter than the other, and we prayed and we watched that leg grow.
Yep. That happened to me, I think, when I was a teenager or early 20s. Same thing. Dick Donato attended here for a number of years before he moved to Pennsylvania. He was going to a chiropractor because he had one leg shorter than the other. One Sunday night, I said, how about if we pray for you? And he sat up here in a front chair, as I remember, or back there where he usually sat, and stuck his legs out, and we prayed, and we watched that leg come right out to the same length as the other. In fact, I don't remember being involved in prayer for someone's leg to be lengthened when it did not happen. So I have a question tonight. Who among us has one leg shorter than the other? Do you?
My father. Okay. My father.
Your father?
Yes.
You do, Wendy? All right. Would you guys like us to pray for you and watch those legs come out? All right, and then what I'd like you to do is come up to one of these two front chairs. You can both come at the same time. We're just going to pray for one of you at a time, but God might break out and hit both of you at the same time. Pansy, you want to come up? Anybody else want to come up and be part of this? Or you want to come up where you can see what Jesus is going to do? It's okay. This is called building faith.
An important part of the prayer is that others be praising God for who it is.
Well, that's what the prayer is.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not actually going to ask Jesus to lengthen your leg. We're just going to ask you to sit with your hips square in the chair and then pull your legs out. And Pansy, maybe you want to come to Wendy, and Janelle, if you want to go to Renee. And we'll hold them out and we'll see. We'll be able to see which one's longer and which one's shorter. Either way, sometimes it's easier to see with. So you guys know which one? Okay. So Wendy's saying her left leg is shorter, and Renee, your left leg is shorter. Okay. So here's what I want us to do. Here's what I want us to do. We're just going to start praising Jesus, and we're going to watch these legs come right out to the same leg. I've actually seen it already, where the leg came out so fast it went past the other leg and came back. Doesn't always happen, but we've seen it happen. So thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Oh, what? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the awesome name of Jesus. More, Lord. Keep coming, Lord. Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Just bring those legs out in Jesus' name. We bless you, Lord. We glorify your holy, holy name. And we look to you for healing and restoration, for reducing back pain. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bring those legs right out, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You're in that business. You're in the healing business, the restoring business. And we bless and honor you and give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. What have you felt? You feel anything happening? Or just sitting there, nothing happening?
This feels really nice. You hold it.
So you're not letting your leg grow, so she keeps holding her feet. Not that you've got any control over that.
What happened to you?
Did you feel anything? Okay. All right. Well, we don't need to stop praising the Lord. So hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. We honor you. We praise you. We give you praise and glory. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. We bless and honor you. Praise your holy name. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. That's looking like it's the same light. What do you think? Stand up, both of you, stand up, okay? Here's something I want you to do if you're able. Bring your hands up together like this and put your fingers together at the top of your heads. They're straight together up there, aren't they? Okay. Okay, if you're comfortable with that. Do you feel a difference in your hips? Now, the chiropractor that Dick Donato was going to said, the way to check if you have a leg shorter than the other is put your hands together at the top of your head. And then if your fingertips are the same length, your legs are the same length. And if one is shorter than the other, then that's what the difference is. Then that one is shorter. So you see that they're even? So now they look even to me. That looks different. That's different, Renee. They're the same length now. And when you put your hands together, they look to me like they touch. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Now, sit down again, Wendy, and check yours. Do you feel different in your hips? Okay.
There wasn't as
long. Okay. Yeah, so whether God aligns our hips, lengthens our legs, the net result is the same. Our heels come out to the same distance from our body. So thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now we want to hear your testimony next Sunday about how you're doing with that. And, you know, are you walking more level? Is there less pain? Is there, what's going on? And updates are always fun to hear. And if it's not done, we can pray again.
So bring your other family next week.
Exactly. Yeah, bring your friends. Bring your dad. Distance isn't a problem for the Lord. So if you get home or you get talking to your dad and he says, you know, I don't know what happened, but my legs are the same length. Well, you know, we pray for legs here. It's no reason he can't do it other places at the same time. As you brought up a name, you know, the centurion came to Jesus and said, I'm not worthy to have come to my house. I give orders. You give orders. It'll happen. And it did. So, one of the reasons I wanted to do that, not knowing if anybody would be here with a short leg or not. Carla, do you want to share your testimony, your story?
That you were waiting. Well, mine personally?
No, whatever of it you would like to share. We give you the floor.
Okay. Well, I was going to share with the big building, but it didn't happen that I have a paralyzed vocal cord, but I have a voice, and that is nothing short of a miracle, and it was some of this group that prayed. Yes. So Isaiah took a tumble, just a fluke accident, something he could have done 6 million times and been fine, but this time his foot caught on the bottom rail of play equipment, and he landed on his arm and broke both of the bones in his right forearm. So in ER, they manipulated it under sedation, and the one bone they were able to set, and the other bone is just off. It's improved, but it's not. So the doctor is going to have to make it straight and strong on Tuesday. We think we haven't gotten the word yet, but that's more of a process than we'd like to go through. So, but he's doing good.
So I told Carla and Jeremy that we would be happy to pray for Isaiah tonight. And as I was reflecting on how to pray, the thought came to me, and you know, I'm not one to generally say the Lord told me, but sometimes the Lord tells us things. And so maybe it was the Lord telling me to pray for Isaiah's arm the way we pray for lengthening legs and see what God will do. And we saw today two legs be lengthened. And there's no reason we can't see an arm straightened, a bone put in place, and both bones be knit together seamlessly.
Amen.
Our God is able. He's willing, and he loves us. So,
you guys want to see what it looks like right now?
Yeah, sure. Bring it up. Isaiah, would you be willing to come up here so we can pray for you? We won't bite you, I promise.
This is what it looks like after.
I'd like you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that's fine. Or yeah, that's great. That's great.
So
you see the picture of the break? Would you like to join me in gathering around Isaiah and praying for his arm, just like we prayed for two legs here tonight?
That's the set break.
What?
That's the set break.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
the one. Okay, to show them the unset. What God does. So let's praise the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. And I know how much you love Isaiah, how precious he is in your sight. Oh, we just honor you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this precious life, this tender heart that loves you and serves you, lives for you, and will every day of his life through faith, we pray. So just now, strengthen and lengthen this arm. Bring it back to its normal place. Set those bones, knit them together. In Jesus' awesome name, and we just give you praise and glory and honor and say hallelujah. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We praise you. We give you glory and power and might. And we just say, you're Lord. You're King of Kings. We bow before you. We just glorify your name. We say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Glory to your name. Bless you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, just love him, Isaiah, Lord. Hold him in your arms. Kiss him to health. Thank you, Jesus. Make the pain go away in Jesus' name. Glory and honor to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah, did you feel anything happen in your arm? You know, okay, that's fine. Well, we prayed for you, and we'll keep praying for you. And oftentimes, healing happens when we pray, and sometimes healing happens after we pray, even during the night. So between now and Tuesday, when the doctors look at him again, we'll see what the Lord has done. All right, thank you. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The dramatic is always more exciting. But when the effect is the same, that's okay. That's just fine. So does someone else have a testimony? I took us in a direction tonight for this reason, but also turns out for other reasons. But I don't want to keep somebody from sharing another testimony that you've been wanting to share with us for some time.
Well, our daughter, Linda, our youngest daughter, Laura's twin, had another stroke this week. It's a mini stroke. And it seems like her symptoms subsided. She had a lot of tests done. why. We're just praying that follow-up consultations will give us an answer as to the cause of these.
Yeah. And it'll be resolved and no more.
To finish that, the way the events played out on Friday evening was just so, we're so grateful for how we were at the place where we were, where the children could stay, and Jeremy and I were together, where we could take Isaiah right away, and we had a doctor that we know is a Christian and was very compassionate, and just, there's so much to be thankful for in this process.
Praise the Lord.
You can pray for my mom and her too, because it's really hurt, but I'll be okay. I'm preparing myself to be alone on Tuesday with him, so.
What time is it?
I don't know yet.
Let me know what time it is.
Only one person can be there.
Right.
That's what the deal is. That's not Jeremy has to
go. Oh, no, Jeremy, if two people are allowed, we will both be there.
Oh, okay.
Thinking that COVID restrictions are still in place for only one parent can be with the child.
Okay. I understand now.
Yeah.
So.
But so much to be thankful for is the
Yes.
One other thing, Candy had surgery. I think most of you know who Candy is, on her neck, and came through that well, and she's in the recovery process, and she's been grateful for our prayers and
take a couple minutes to just pray and bring any of these that we've just named to the Lord. Carla and Isaiah and Jeremy and their family on Tuesday, and Candy, and Linda, Phil. Phil is Linda's husband. It's got to be hard on him too. So just be free in leading out on any of those items, or maybe another one comes to your heart that you want to bring to the Lord, be free to do that too.
As much as Isaiah is over with his heel, Lord, and that it would be as if it were a broken God, we just ask that you would touch Carla and help her, just give her peace during Tuesday's visit, and just help her to deal with the anxiety of being a mom for her child. God, we just ask that you would cast out whatever spirit of infirmity is acting on Linda, and that you would just heal her, Lord. Or at least provide the answers to the doctors and guide them so they can find the answer.
Thank you, God, for the circumstances surrounding Isaiah. I pray that he's okay and that the doctors are working on getting him off it.
Thank you, Lord, for touching our lives, healing us not only physically but spiritually. We speak with us every day and all of us as we restore us.
Thank you for bringing Candy through surgery. Successfully, I pray that she would feel your presence during the recovery process and that she would sense your love from her and your healing power, that she would know you better through this process.
Jesus, thank you for creating the church. Thank you that we can come together in your name as one, knowing that you're present with us, knowing that what's on our heart is on your heart. Whether it's Isaiah and Carl and Jeremy and their children, whether it's Linda and Phil, whatever the situation is, that you are involved, you are active, and you love us, you care about us, and you are our healer. And so we look to you for healing, for health, for strength, for victory over every situation that we face, in the awesome name of Jesus, whose name we pray. Let's pray our offertory prayer. As we receive today's offering, we believe you, Lord, for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, favorable settlements, estates and inheritances, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, money that's paid off, expenses decrease, blessing and increase. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all of my financial needs, that I may have more than enough to give into the kingdom of God and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And if you want to pass the basket today, I forget from week to week who I ask, so if I ask somebody twice, I apologize to the others. Anyone interested in a children's story tonight? I see some folks who are. That's great. Hi.
Hi.
What do you call someone that you don't know?
A stranger.
A stranger?
Stranger.
Stranger. Isn't that an interesting word? What do you think about when you think of a stranger?
No one you know.
A person you ran into at Walmart?
Stranger danger?
Stranger danger, okay. It's a, you think of nobody. Yeah. Well, how many of you are strangers?
We all are,
aren't we, to somebody. Yeah, we're not strangers to each other, are you? No, you know each other pretty well. Actually, you guys have known yourselves, each other all your lives, or at least all of Isaiah's life. Because before he was born, you knew each other, but you didn't know him. Right? He was still a stranger.
Stranger danger.
To his own family. Okay. Well, stranger is an interesting word because, you know, it comes from the word strange, which means different or weird or odd or unusual, right? And so someone I don't know is weird or odd or unusual, but not necessarily. They might be a whole lot like me. They might have the same interests. They might even go to church and love Jesus like I do. Of course, they could be very different, but we don't know until we meet them and get to know them, right? So we don't know that a stranger is dangerous until we've met them and talked with them some, then we might have an idea. I remember a pastor telling a story. He went to speak at a church in another state, and he flew into the airport, and the preacher's son of where he was going to preach came to the airport to meet him. And he had really long, scraggly hair. He wore jeans and just a tight t-shirt. He had an unkempt beard, mustache. He had tattoos. And he just looked like a punk, you know? I mean, he didn't look like a person that this pastor would enjoy communicating with. But here he was in the car, and he was the other preacher's kid, and so he had to befriend him. So they introduced themselves to each other, and the pastor asked the young man, he said, what motivates you? What do you love in life? And I just love Jesus. I love worshiping the Lord. I can't get enough of celebrating Jesus and what he's done in my life. And, you know, here was a stranger that looked like he was danger, but he was a lover of Jesus. All too often, we make decisions based on what we see on the outside instead of getting to know someone. Now, I want you to be careful because there are evil people in the world. And I don't want you to just go up to every stranger you see and say, I love you. I want to be your friend. I want you to use discretion, wisdom, make good decisions. Okay? But let's talk about the church. Who's a stranger in the church? Oh, but. I've had people visit churches. I've visited a church already. I remember when I was in college preparing for the ministry, I was going to be a student pastor at this church. And it was a large church of maybe 500 people. And my wife and I and our children visited this church on a Sunday morning. And we were just there to see what it was like. The only people who talked to us in that church that Sunday morning was another student in the same class that I was in preparing for ministry and his wife. Nobody else paid any attention to us. Do you think we felt like strangers in that church? We did. Very much we did. Now, we visited there the next Sunday. And that Sunday, I was asked to stand up, and I was introduced as the student pastor for the summer. And when church was over, lots of people came and talked to us and greeted us. But until they knew who I was and what I was there for, it was like I wasn't there at all. We don't want to be that church. That was a church that you were either born in, married in, or not in. And I was not in because I wasn't born there. I wasn't married there. And didn't look like there was much chance of getting in there. And there wasn't. So Jesus died for everybody in the world. And we want to welcome and make feel like they're part of us. Every person that comes here to this church to worship Jesus. Now, they may or may not be Christian when they walk in. We're not Christians until we give our heart and our life to the Lord Jesus and ask him to be our Lord and our Savior. But we can still be kind to them. We can be courteous. We can welcome them. And we can relate to them and make them feel loved and special because they are. Jesus loved them so much that he died for them. And he wants them to be in his family just like we are. So we want to love people into the kingdom of God, into the family of God. And one way we do that is by bringing them here and welcoming them and being friendly with them. So when you see new people come into the church, be friendly, be nice, be polite, welcome them. And hopefully they'll feel welcome, they'll feel your love, and start to say, wow, there's something here. I like this. I want to come back. And that's what we want. That's how we share the love of Jesus with other people. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you love us so much that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. Wow. Thank you that we didn't have to be good before you loved us and you died for us and brought us into your kingdom. So I pray for these children. I thank you that they love you. I pray that they'll love and serve you every day of their life. They'll know you as Lord and Savior. And that their love for you will carry over into love for other people. In that they'll love the people around them so much, they have to share the love of Jesus with them and welcome them into the family of God. I thank you for all of this in Jesus' awesome name. Amen. Thank you. Your attention, thank you. One of the things I like about this church building is that there's no clock on the wall. Well, we'll fix that. I heard that. I have a clock up here, but you don't see it. It is now 7:13. I'm usually up here to begin the sermon about 10 of 7. And we get out of here by 7:30. Thereabouts. Now, I think we had church tonight. I think God was here. He met us. He blessed us. I do have a sermon ready. This is Pentecost Sunday. And you know I get fired up about Pentecost. That's the birthday of the church. That's the day the Holy Spirit showed up in power and changed lives. But I can also have us anticipate that for another week. And we can have Pentecost a week later. What's your pleasure? I remember, I mentioned Dick Donato, so I'll call him by name again. He's not here to defend himself. But he'd own this. This is not a bad thing about Dick. Dick drove from Fruitland to get here every week, and he was faithful every week. And he said, Earl, said, I come because I appreciate your sermon so much. I love the church. I love the people. I'm glad to be here. But I appreciate your sermons. I don't ever want to drive down here and not get a sermon. So, you know, that being said, I have had services before where I got up to preach and I said, you know, we've had church today. And God met us. God blessed us. And so I'd like to bless you. And we'll get together next week. My sermon will be ready when we get here. Are we good with that? Or do you have a need for me to preach? What?
He was like.
You're good with that? Is this the best church service you ever attended, Josiah?
Some people's lights grew, so it was.
You said what?
Some people's lights grew, and they got healed, so.
I'd say it was a pretty good Pentecost.
I'd say so. I say so. All right. So, Father, thank you so much for meeting us. Thanks for coming and hearing my prayer at the beginning, our prayer at the beginning, as we invited you to show up, and you did. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We can't get enough of your presence. And I thank you that there are no lethal levels of the Holy Spirit. So we invite you to keep coming, Holy Spirit. Fill us and fill us and fill us afresh. In Jesus' awesome name, amen. God bless you with an awesome week.